podcast. It's Ibi Lala
and Angela,
and yeah, we're super excited. This is our first ever podcast, so yeah, we don't really know, like, what do people do in podcasts? Talk, nice, right? Talk, yeah. I mean, so I guess, yeah, that's what we're gonna do. So there wasn't anything really specific on the agenda for today. We're just gonna kind of talk about whatever comes to our mind, and we'll see how the conversation flows from there. Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, they want to do that.
Yeah, okay. So, we're going to New York. That's super exciting.
In like 2 days.
In 2 days. We're leaving Wednesday, right?
So like 2 or 3 days.
That's literally, it's so soon. I remember we were talking about it like the beginning, quote unquote, of summer, like May, like 20th or so. We're like, oh my gosh, we're going to New York. And it was so far away. But like, it's literally 3 days.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm so like, not stressed, but like, I think it's starting to catch up to me because, okay, so I just got my hair done, you know this. So, okay, for you guys who don't know, you guys can't really see because it's a podcast. But I had like longer, blonder hair with like waves in it. And I took that out and I got it shorter. I got it darker, like less blonde streaks. And I got it super curlier because I wanted like a fresh sort of like beachy style for yes for New York. Well, I mean, because I wanted something different. I didn't want the long blonde braids anymore. They're getting kind of old. I did them myself, but it's kind of annoying because I ran out of hair. So basically, when you're braiding hair and you're black and you have like African when you have African hair, you have to like attach on hair extensions to it if you want it to look a certain way
and last longer.
Yeah, and it lasts longer as well. And so I ran out of those hair extensions, and so unfortunately I had to dig into the trash of my
you didn't use a hair that was too dark.
because I took out my hair, obviously, so I used the old hair and I'd already thrown it away, so I just brought it out and like unbraided it painstakingly long, and I just
like it would have just been so much easier to just use the darker hair.
No, but like the thing is, okay, so the hair I have like was a color 27, and that I don't know what color the like red hair was, but it was like a deeper red, like a maroon almost. But the hair color that I was using was like 27 and like a blondish hair.
Yeah, I know.
It was like more orange. So if I would just have like you can see some random red streaks in there. Yeah, you can see some right here. Honestly, what I might do is I might take out the super super thin ones in my hair and just use the darker color, because I mean at this point it doesn't really matter. But yeah, I like this new hair. It's very very light and fresh.
Yeah.
No, but I definitely feel like we've been getting a lot of stuff ready. So obviously I got my hair ready. I need to pack. My mom has been super stressed packing like my little brother's stuff. So
it's like 3 days. So like we're not overthinking. Like
no, it's like 5 days.
Okay. So we wear the clothes right on Wednesday. So like we don't have to pack. Then it's just pajamas, and then it's Tuesday or Thursday, Friday,
Saturday, Sunday.
Sunday. I thought we're leaving on Saturday.
I'm leaving on Saturday because remember I'm gonna go do college visits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm actually gonna go do college visits. That's super exciting because I feel like with COVID, like there rarely been any college visits since everything has been closed down. And so, wait, what?
No, I said yeah. I'm not going to college. I'm just going to high school. So, like,
So we've been doing college visits and stuff, and it's been really. We haven't been doing college visits. We're going to be doing college visits, just like how we did in a pre-pandemic world. We're going to be going to, I think, Columbia, NYU, because they're both near where we're staying, because we're staying in Times Square in NYC. And so obviously we're going to be able to see New York University like straight up. And then we're going to go to the Upper West Side to go see Columbia. And then we're going to go out of town to see UPenn, to see, I think, Yale. And I feel like it's one more. UPenn, Yale, Columbia, NYC.
I don't know what
I try to remember like which one is near that area. I don't know if we're gonna go see Harvard because that's like apparently too far away.
That's not me. Well, it's like
it's in Boston.
Yeah.
But
is that even New York?
Oh, maybe Princeton. Yeah, we're gonna go see Princeton because it's in New Jersey. And actually, me and my family used to
live in New Jersey.
Yeah, because it's like an hour drive. I mean, so that's part of the reason why I like UPenn so much, because it's only like 20 minutes out.
So are you doing this all on Sunday?
My mom is gonna come on Friday, and then we're gonna go.
She's coming on Friday.
Yes.
So she's not gonna be there for the rest of the trip, or the beginning.
She's
of
not
the
gonna
trip?
Be there Wednesday and Thursday. No.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I know that.
So she's gonna come on Friday. She's gonna take me to either Columbia, NYU. Then we're gonna go back to the hotel. So I don't know how long the college tours are supposed to last. We're supposed to do like two, and then one. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm ready to go, like, just do stuff in New York.
Yeah, Angela and I were actually...
Don't you have the itinerary?
Yeah, so we made a list and stuff because my aunt, she's the one who's, like, taking us. She's, like, the adult taking us. And she told us to make, like, a list of things we want to do because we are both super into Gossip Girl.
Yeah, so we're going to go, like, to the Met.
No, literally, we want to go to the Met. We want to get to Empire Hotel, Palace Hotel, Central Park, like Bergdorf's and Goodman's. We want to go to Bendel's. I think actually, you know, I looked it up and I think Henry Bendel's got like they went bankrupt or something. Like they closed down. Yeah, in 2017. Because I was watching one of Gabby DiMartino's YouTube videos and she was saying how she remembers getting that purse from Henry Bendel's before they closed down.
Yeah, absolutely.
They literally like closed down. Yeah, they went bankrupt.
Really?
Yeah, that's so awkward. Because it's you think these designer brands are supposed to last like so long, but
I guess
like,
if no one like buys them and stuff.
Exactly, and they're overpriced. Like, and I think we're starting to realize like half of these brands are not even like there's nothing really special. It's really just the label. Like you can try and argue that like they're better quality or whatever, but the truth is they're made in the same factories that like the fast fashion companies make their factories.
Yeah, exactly. And then the fast fashion like they overcharge. Like if you go to H&M, like I'm not paying $40 for a shirt that was like for $5.
But like the fact that like you're gonna charge me a Gucci purse for $1,000, it's being made with the same materials in the same factories. Like an H&M purse that's like also leather, they're just gonna charge it $40. Which one would you rather pay, the $40 or the $1,000? Like it's actually so ridiculous. I mean, because it's all just marketing, it's all just consumerism, and so they make us believe that. Oh, you're paying for this better quality thing, but most of the time it's really just the name brand because they sell like Gucci t-shirts for like $600.
They're not even like cute. They're
no,
really
they're
ugly.
Like some of them
they're
are so ugly
t-shirts.
I went to Saks Off Fifth the other day. We went to the outlet mall and I saw a Gucci t-shirt like, and it was on sale, but it was like for maybe $300, and it was a t-shirt with like a snake on it.
I know, it's
overpriced. And so, like, to the fact that I'm not supposed to pay $300 for that t-shirt, I can easily find at Walmart $2 for some sort of graphic design t-shirt. Yes. You know how Walmart likes to do them. Like, it makes me think about consumerism, because, like, I mean...
Which is why, like, companies, like, that sell stuff cheaper sometimes make more money, like, because I'd rather buy, like, more stuff from, like, Walmart for, like, that's actually worth the price than, like, a $300 shirt from, like, Gucci.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like it's kind of conflicting, because, like, I like fashion, and so I do love those brands, you know, like some of my favorite designer brands, like Badgley, Mischka. I really like Miu Miu. I didn't really like Miu Miu because I thought it was a little bit too modern, a little bit too, like, kitschy and trying to tailor towards, like, what's sort of popular right now. But I looked at their latest collection, and I do sort of like the bubblegum, like, soft feel of it. So I like Miu Miu. I like Badgley. I love Badgley Mischka. All of their designs, so beautiful. Monique Lhuillier, Jenny Packham. But, like, I feel like the difference between, like, those designer brands and, like, the Gucci's, the Louis Vuitton,
like Gucci just
the Prada, like, those are, like, worldwide, like, known powerhouse fashion brands. Yeah. And anywhere you go, you can find them for, like, extreme prices. But, like, the Jenny Packham.
It was, like, the off-brand ones, too.
No, literally, like, people don't make off-brand versions of Jenny Packham. Yeah. They make off-brand versions of Gucci because they're well-known. But, like, you know, I was asking, I think, Ela, do you even know who Jenny Packham is?
No.
See? Like, no one's
because I'm not like, into
Yeah, exactly. Like but it's like, so those brands are like, they're kind of lesser well-known. I understand the upcharge because like, I got a Badgley Mischka dress off of like The Real World. Guys, shout out to The Real World. They're not sponsoring us. They need to though because I absolutely love The Real Real. Like, they're so amazing. They sell like off-brand, not off-brand. They sell on-brand down price. What's the word for like something that's charged down? Markdown.
Yeah, or like
what?
Yeah,
they sell markdown like designer.
Wait, items. Like, could you like sell stuff on there? Like,
yeah, and you
like,
can sell stuff there.
So it's
yeah.
like a better Poshmark.
No, literally, and they actually and they try and like make sure that your stuff gets sold. Poshmark, you have to.
I remember when I sold your skirt for $20, and then you said I couldn't sell it.
You stole my skirt.
You left it at my house because I didn't have it.
I didn't say you have it.
I put it on there because I wasn't gonna wear it. Like, anyone could be. And then I got it. They were $20, and then. The person was like, oh, I'll pay $20 for it.
And you then, took it?
No, and then
I was like a designer.
And he said, but it's still, so I just believe it. Honestly, that person probably wonders, like, what their skirt is. Like, I never responded to them.
You didn't respond.
I still have my account. I just, like, didn't respond.
Wait, so did they accept the offer, like, try and buy it?
Yeah, they were like, oh, like, we'll pay $20 for it.
Yeah. No,
I was like, why can't I sell? Like, I would have made some money. Like,
$20, please. No, but I've actually had some scary, like, stories on Poshmark. You know, so I had a friend. She wasn't really a friend, but she was my friend in a way. But I live in a boarding school, and so she was a senior at the time, and I was a freshman. And this girl was rich, like, filthy rich. She would sell.
Oh, that one girl, yes. Baby stuff. I put that ugly orange, like, $200 jumpsuit to
from Urban Outfitters.
No, it was like, I don't remember.
It was Urban Outfitters. That was the brand. But it was like $200. It must have been like a ready to
And it was really ugly. And it was like a silk, like, orange jumpsuit.
I don't know why she bought it. It looked like a prison jumpsuit.
It was neon orange. It was ugly. Okay, wait.
No, but like, so she used to, like, her budget per month was like $50,000. Like, this girl was filthy rich. And so she used to give designer stuff, just clothes in general, that she didn't want at the end of the school year. I remember I literally got a Miu Miu dress. I got a YSL jacket, like, bomber jacket that retails for like $2,000+. I got like a Prada belt. I got like just all sorts of crazy stuff. I think I got a Valentino like leather jacket. But anyway, so I tried to sell the Miu Miu dress to see if I think I like gave it away because I just had no luck selling it and it was too small for me. I was gonna wear it. But I tried to sell it on Poshmark, and I'd have these people message me, be like, hello, I can, I can buy this for $1,000. Just give me your number, and I can text you privately. So I give them my number, and I try to text. And they tell me one sob story, like, oh my gosh, my mama went through cancer. Like, I want to buy for my daughter's birthday because she's going to die soon. And if I don't get it, like, something bad is going to happen. And I'm like, damn, it was so bad. And I mean, like, 12-year-old me trying to just get $1,000. Man, I'm going to buy for a check. And, like, I'm like, falling.
This is not the real.
Like, I don't know the real one existed at the time. No, but anyway, what was
like, yeah. And isn't like, do they even verify this stuff? Like,
they say that they do, but I don't know how.
Never bought anything.
Because the thing is, on Poshmark, it goes directly to the buyer. But on the real world, you have to send it to the headquarters first, and then they authenticate it, and then they sell it on their website. If that makes sense. But on Poshmark, I can literally get this like all-purpose cleanser.
Did you sell something on there?
On the real world?
Yeah. Money,
yeah, they sold my the Prada, like, bag strap. I don't even know why it exists. It cost, like, maybe $300 retail price.
Oh, really?
So and they sold it for, like, $265. And I got maybe $146 because they take it's a commission-based. So I got 55% commission because I've only sold a certain amount of things. But, like, as you sell more things, the higher your commission is. So I'd have to wait. But, hey, I was saying that I got the Badgley Mischka dress off of the railroad for, like, $90, retail $300. So
what if you like bought something from them and then you gave it back?
You
to them.
Can do that. There,
like, you gave it back to them and you sort of like, they would try to get more money. Like,
that's what I was wondering about. I was like, no, there has to be, like, they would know, like, they would definitely.
Well, no, because there are people who own those dresses that like are on there, and like. You
know what I mean? But they would know, like,
you probably put, like an extra account where you haven't bought anything on there.
Oh my god!
So they wouldn't know. Like, I'm the same.
I mean, the only thing is, like, because the dress that I bought was, like, marked down, because no one wanted to buy it.
Yeah.
So that's why I was lucky enough to get it for only $90 when it retail for, like, $300. Yeah. And, like, it was even cheaper than, like, buying it, because I got it for prom. But it was much cheaper than buying it on, like, an actual prom dress site. Like, Windsor, flipping H&M, $100+, $130 for, like, tacky-looking prom dresses that aren't unique. Everyone has the same prom dresses.
I know. I feel like everyone's prom dresses are on, like, TikTok.
And they were ugly, too. Like, they all look the same. Like, it's, they had, like, no originality to it.
Yeah.
And so the
this is like those like slit dresses and like
things. Like the ones like are like V cuts in the front and like they have like the A lines. Like,
they're
all
just like hideous, but like they're not like original and everyone has them.
So. Yeah, so I wanted something like unique because I love fashion, I love the detail that's put into it, and so I wanted to really make a statement. So I did like sort of like a 20s vibe. And so yeah, I just really liked it. But I
didn't even go to my dance.
You did? Oh yeah, because you're not quarantined.
No, because I just had to go to like my new school like orientation thing.
You didn't go to the wait, didn't you buy a dress?
It was like $20 for Ross. Because I was like, but I wasn't gonna buy one at the end of the day, so I just bought one. I didn't like
ugly dress.
I was so ugly. It was $20. Because Bill told me, oh, Ross would have some cute. They don't have blue dresses.
Yes, they did. I got that blue dress.
So I saw like the Roth, and it was like this flower dress, and it was like
it was like long too, like it's like an 8th grade form, like a dance.
It's like an ankle dress. It was so ugly.
Dude, I literally found the dress. The blue dress was like $8 actually. The blue dress that I bought, now I can show you.
I don't remember that.
When we're done, but I literally, I, it was such a cute dress too. But anyway, so when I got the badge, just the badge thing. Practically Mishka dress. I was like looking at like the brassiere like top. I don't know if it's called a bustier, but like the brassiere top. Like you could see the hand details like into it. Like you could tell that every single diamond was like, you know, or rhinestone was strategically placed. Every single pearl, every single like water droplet effect. It was gorgeous. Yeah. And so like in my mind, if I had the money, I would be able to justify spending $300 for the work.
Yeah, I feel like if I, like,
but if it's like Gucci,
like yeah, mm-hmm. like if I had like money,
if I had the money, then why not? Yeah. You know, because like I know like those like smaller brands, but still well priced. Like, yeah. I feel like that's the difference. Because with Gucci, Louis Vuitton, and Prada, they're all like they make millions, billions of dollars, and so now they're at a point in their marketing where they can exactly they can just sell random things and charge it for how many money, and because of the name, people will buy it.
Yeah,
I have
like
these
really good quality stuff. Like,
yeah,
but like they're actually not like I wouldn't buy.
Maybe like the like Prada belt that I had, literally it was like a belt, like a bag strap for $300. Like that's the price of the bag in general, not even the bag strap.
What the heck?
And I'm like in the late over. The girl bought it. That's so awkward. I said her name. Literally. Sorry. Anyway, but like, and I'm not, that doesn't make any sense, man. That's why it's so unethical. Like all these brands, like, and like I get, it's just, I mean, I feel like it's just so hard too, because like when people see like, oh, buy sustainably, like it's hard because.
That's why I feel like when I'm like an adult and I'm like buying my own stuff, like I'm definitely gonna buy cheaper stuff. Mm-hmm. Like at least until like, you know, I'm making money.
Because, and I can, because like, the majority of people or the majority of people cannot afford to buy sustainable, because Reformation jeans like $300.
Yeah, but like, I mean, if you go to like, I don't know, like good stores, uh-huh. like I don't know where you
should. But who has, like, I think the sort of argue, or the conversation we need to be having around sustainability really is not that of like the price or whatever, but it's more how long are you wearing your clothes? Because what you're finding today is like, I guess in a social media world where like putting yourself, like putting different outfits out there, like fashion is becoming more like, digitized.
Yeah, I'd be willing to pay more money if it lasts.
But
think,
exactly, if it lasts. But people don't know how to take off their clothes. People don't know how to make, like, people, they have this mindset that you have to have a new outfit every single time. They don't know how to keep
clothing. Exactly. I don't wear.
Do you know how many times I'll see a dress, or like I'll see a shirt that like it has specific instructions on how to wash it, and I just throw it in the washing machine. Like if we actually took time to take care of our clothing, they, like my.
Well, if it says don't put it in the washing machine, I like won't. But like,
you know what I mean? Like someone at my mom's clothes, like right now, like. She's had them since the 2000s, the 90s even. And they're still lasting because she takes care of her clothing. She got them from, one of them she got like from Gap or something. It's not like a designer brand, but it's still, you know, because she's taking care of it, it holds its quality. Because a lot of like a Gucci t-shirt, it's not made out of gold, it's made out of cotton. It's just like another t-shirt. So if you take care of them, they last.
Like,
it's literally cotton. It's not like it's woven with like gold or something, or like flipping silver, like it's cotton. And so
they just
like if you take care of your clothing, it'll last. I feel like that's really what being sustainable is about, is making sure you're allowing your clothes to last longer, because you can go to the thrift store, you know, secondhand clothing, take care of it, rehabilitate it, even go to like H&M, you know, find
cool.
it.
But I mean, like, usually I
think
maybe I just haven't been to good thrift stores, because no one I've been to is like that one we went to like
like America,
the ugliest stuff I've ever seen. It was not good.
The thing with thrifting is like you have to search. Like even on the real, half of those clothes are so ugly. I don't know why I designed that, but like you have to search and search. I think even online.
But I feel like if I find like a good like thrifting store, they probably have some good.
Especially if your style isn't trendy, because if your style is trendy, obviously it's easier to shop. But if you're looking for very specific things, I feel like it takes a lot. Like there's this YouTuber I was watching. Her name is Mina Lee. I absolutely love her. She does like fashion commentary things. But she did a video talking about her style, because she has very like, it's kind of like 1920s, like kind of vintage style. She's so pretty. I love her style. And she did a video on how she sort of dresses for her style, because you can tell it's very antiquated. Like you won't see like somebody walking around wearing the type of clothes that she wears. And that's the thing. Like, so because she loves fashion, she will put the extra effort into finding those unique pieces. So she goes to the thrift store and she has like she recognizes that like she's not going to find, you know, the clothes that she wants to wear immediately. So she has to like go through it, search, and so it's definitely it takes a lot of time to find the clothes that you like. But
I'm not that specific about what I wear.
I wear the same t-shirt every single day.
I don't like.
Yes,
I don't.
You literally
I feel
do.
Like if I had more t-shirts, I just kind of.
You wear the same t-shirt every single day.
I do.
No, but like, yeah, so the thrift stores, going back to like the whole sustainability, I guess, conversation, I think it really just is about how can you take care of your clothes, you know?
Yeah.
Because like, I can make, like I said before, I can make a Gucci t-shirt, or I can make a Gap t-shirt last as long as I can make a Gucci t-shirt last. It's just, you know, how are you taking care of it? Because we get so caught up in this idea of like, I can't buy from like, I mean, obviously Shein and like Runway are pretty bad websites.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I know they're bad, but it's child labor.
Like, the thing is, like, I'm not saying it's okay.
Like, Gucci uses child labor too. These designers use child labor too.
Exactly.
But they always say about the small business, because they actually sell for cheap. They sell for the price that it's. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, they're not a small business, but like, they do sell things for cheap.
Sell them for like stuff that because
like the designer brand is just making a conscious effort to upcharge their price.
I know. I think the only thing I bought there, like from there, is actually
the bucket hat.
The bucket hat, and it was like $2.
Yeah.
And then I was gonna buy some rings.
But the thing with like those sites, like yes, they're cheap, and sometimes that's
the thing that people can afford. Buy from them is like because like you won't find like they'll sell stuff like okay, if you go to H&M, they'll probably sell the same stuff, mm-hmm. but they're like so much more expensive, mm-hmm. even though they're using the same like methods and processes to make the stuff. Like it just feels more like
because that's all people can afford. Because in our like kind of type of economy we live in, people can't afford $40 or even $300. You know.
Yeah.
Clothing, they can afford $3 t-shirts that they can find and they can buy for their kids, and so it's unfortunate, but I think again making it last longer is really has a bigger impact than does trying to like constantly buy. Like I feel like for the people who are just buying clothes on like a constant cycle,
I don't buy clothes though,
yeah, like why can't you wear the clothes twice?
Yeah, like I wear I need t-shirts because I have a long sleeves,
yeah,
but, like I buy like long sleeves and like hoodies and stuff, and then I'll buy like summer clothes.
Well, I think it's like those type of people who I think they're really targeting with the whole sustainability thing. It's like, don't keep on buying, you know, layers of clothes. Don't, you know, you can wear an outfit multiple times. No one is,
like,
who cares?
I know, I don't even like paint it. So I would say outfit.
Yeah. But it's definitely, it's been interesting. But yeah. Do you know who Mina Lee is?
No, I don't really watch YouTube.
You don't watch YouTube? What do you watch then?
Like TikTok and like TV.
Actually, I need to ask you, do you have any like, recommendations
for TV shows?
Yes, because me and my friend,
I had like a phase completely like, during just the summer, like the beginning of like quarantine. So like I watched
last year.
So I know like was it last year? Yeah,
last year was
like, quarantine.
Yeah, beginning of summer.
Yeah, like the beginning of last summer or like during quarantine, and I like watched like a bunch of like early 2019 shows.
Mm-hmm.
So like I watched Degrassi, like the one with like Drake in it, and then I watched like Drake. I watched The OC.
Oh,
watched,
it's on HBO Max. I've been looking at it.
One Tree Hill,
uh-huh.
and then I just watched like a bunch of shows like that.
See, the thing with OC is that like, obviously you know the showrunners of the OC, like Stephanie Savage and I think like Joshua Schwartz, they also did Gossip Girl.
Really?
So they actually did Gossip Girl right after they finished the OC.
Yeah, because I mean they're not really the same, but like
exactly.
I kind of get
so,
like
I wanted to watch the OC, but that and like it's just a whole bunch of white kids in California. Like, do I really want to?
Yeah, I mean,
watch another
bad.
One of those shows.
It's not bad, but like
mm-hmm.
I mean I don't know. I stopped like halfway. I haven't watched it in a while.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first season.
I guess I've just been looking for a show that's like gut wrenching and that I can like get something from. Like I watched Behind Her Eyes, which you probably shouldn't watch it. It's like TVMA, I think.
What is it about?
So basically, it's about it. Long story short, it's about like cheating, astral projection.
Oh no! I've seen like the. I've heard of it. It's like
it's.
Well, this
so
is kind of a spoiler. I don't want to say. I
watched it. Yeah, I watched
it.
I feel
like it's spoiled people.
It's okay.
It's like
spoiler
really
warning.
Weird.
I mean, what's it called?
And
spoiler
like,
alert.
All like souls, right? And she's
yes,
like,
yes, it's about astral projecting
yeah.
and like you know transcending into different universal
yeah.
planes. It's so cool. And it's definitely really unexpected because when you're going into it, you're watching. You think it's just about like you know cheating and like a husband of this random girl like trying to live through her life. But then you meet Adele, which is one of the characters, and she starts like using spirits
and
like,
it's like
you know
scary.
Astrology,
it's not even her, right?
Yeah,
it's not
and it was
her.
Ended up being. I'm not gonna say the spoiler alert, but like ended up being someone else
yeah,
inside
that,
another person.
Yeah,
and like I want another show.
And
like
that guy is never gonna know either.
Yeah,
like
oh,
he's gonna get married to her. And just think, like,
it's so sad.
But some people say she's in the bird or something. Like, you know the bird. Like,
what?
It was like a bird,
oh,
and she went into the bird. And
yeah,
she's like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I know. I feel like I need new TV shows.
Cause I want like, cause like I really like analyzing film and stuff like that, and like TV shows like that. So
yeah,
it's. I mean, I can analyze anything from like Gossip Girl.
Yeah, I know.
To Euphoria.
Know,
like, you know what I mean?
Those.
It doesn't have to be necessarily super like sad, but like just something that has substance.
Like, I feel like the OC, like, it's just another one of those soapy dramas.
Like, that's why I said, like, early 2000s, because they're all kind of, like, the same.
Yeah.
I feel like, in some way. Mm-hmm. I feel like I was in the new TV shows.
Mm-hmm. Like, I just actually finished watching, you know, we were watching the other day, Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
That show, annoyed. Like, it's reality TV shows, so it's one of those things where you have to, like, go into it knowing that you're not going to get anything from it, and it's just, like, mind-numbing
drama and stuff, like...
But, oh my
god. It gets annoying. I get so annoyed.
Like, I'm yelling at the TV. Why are you doing this? Be stupid. I mean, be smart, not be stupid.
Yeah.
But, like,
I need a new show. I haven't watched, like, a good TV show.
Yeah, I started rewatching Euphoria. Like, I literally, nothing. Because I think what's going to happen is that all, like, the new seasons are supposed to flood through. And actually, Summertime. The second season of Summertime came out. Of Summertime?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm supposed to watch it with Connie, but this girl is in flipping Vanderbilt doing her little program, so I can't watch it because she's always busy. But
just watch it yourself.
I know
that's what I did. I just watched the movie without you.
Yes,
you used to watch it. I feel like you would probably like it. I don't know if like you're supposed to watch.
I watched. Mina Lee did a commentary on the fashion and
crowd. Yeah,
but I'm supposed to watch it with her. It's our tradition. We watched it. We had it last summer during quarantine watching this show. If because that's I don't know. I just feel like.
But I actually I'm think of a good TV show I watched. I liked that Rain TV show. That was good.
Rain?
Yeah, Rain. It was like that one like CW show.
Yes, I loved Rain. I loved that show. So much. I don't know why I was so obsessed with it, but I loved it.
I cried too.
Dude, I stopped watching when
when I cried. I think.
Poor Francis. I was so mad.
I also liked the last episode. I was so I was crying.
No, I really thought they're gonna bring it back.
Sad edits, too.
Dude, I watched sad edits of Dana Blair. I literally watched romance edits.
No, but that was a good show. That was like a good, like, I feel like that was one of the good TV, CW shows. Because CW, it's like...
CW had like a golden period. Like, when they did Gossip Girl. And then I remember watching, like, Dynasty, Jane the Virgin, Rain, all on CW. I loved all those shows.
But I feel like they're kind of going back into their bad phase.
It's kind of like Disney.
And they're having a new, like, Powerpuff, like... Seriously? The Powerpuff, like, live action. And, like, the old, like... script got leaked and it was so bad. Like, and it was like, I heard the video and it was so
why
like,
would they leak the-
not that they're like refilming it.
I feel like the CW script show, you know, Gossip Girl script 2 got leaked. Why is the CW show script always getting leaked?
I don't know, but like, this was, I think they're like redoing it now because it was so like bad. Like, I feel like CW has it up and down, and then like, they have like their superhero shows. I don't want to watch those.
Yeah, it kind of feels like Disney, like, you know, how Disney Channel, like. They're going through
I feel like the beginning
interesting thing.
Yeah, at the beginning, like, it was good, but like now they have like awful.
It's Sydney stuff. To the max. Like,
Sydney, like,
what even are does Tenny even like watch? Tenny is her little sister, brother. She's like nine.
Yeah, she watches like Raven's Home or something. Like the Raven's like
this. Yeah, spin-off. I watched at the beginning of Raven's Home. Like,
I don't know if it's good or not. That's the only Disney show I like see her watch, and she'll watch like old Disney shows.
Yeah, because the old ones are the good ones.
They have like a Henry Danger spinoff.
Erwin's my little brother, by the way. Danger Force. He keeps playing like the theme song over and over again.
It's so weird. Like, I don't even want to watch it.
Oh my gosh, wait, did Dan Schneider produce that one?
No, I think he got like fired.
Okay, because I know Dan Schneider produced
He produced those shows.
Henry Danger.
Yeah, he produced like almost like all the Nickelodeon shows.
So ridiculous.
They were good, but like, no, like.
You know what? My mom didn't even let me watch Nickelodeon growing up, and I think now I know why. Because
they have like a lot of hidden inappropriate
she
jokes.
She probably picked up on those jokes and was like, well, I don't think, you know, as a child, I don't want you to be watching this. Yeah. So I never watched Victorious, I never watched iCarly, nothing. I only watched like Disney Channel, and even that. Yeah. I think I
watched Cartoon Network too. Like, I watched like Teen Titans Go.
Oh yeah, I watched
I see like the new vision like the day, like the Adult Swim trend thing.
Yes.
That was
an adult show though.
No, because like even if I like would sneak on to watch, like, it was like the only thing that showed up was like Bob's Burger and like, anime and stuff. Like, it was anime or Bob's Burger. Like, I wasn't interested in that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like I'd go watch Disney Channel.
But I feel like I kind of should watch adults just so I can understand the trend.
I think it's just they had like really weird like ads and stuff, and they were like, "I'm trying to remake that." The ads are so random or something.
It's a little bizarre. Bro, I keep watching samples. Okay, no, you know. Okay, so on TikTok, what's been showing up my For You page recently is like how like certain rap songs, or you know how rap songs sample a lot.
Yeah, sample songs.
So I've been watching like the analysis, like the anatomy behind songs, and that's been plaguing my For You page. Because it's interesting to hear how they take like one old song from like the 60s
and then when they make it like
and they completely like turn it into like a new modern song.
It's kind of cool, I think. Some samples are good.
Yeah,
some of them are
Mm-hmm. Bro, Drake uses so many samples.
Yeah, I know. And then you don't even realize it sometimes. Because, like, it's like, cause sometimes they'll sample it, like, they'll take the actual music. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they'll just, like,
they'll, like, chop it up,
or they'll take, like, lyrics. Mm-hmm. Like, and they'll sing
it. Isn't that, like, interloping? Mm-hmm. Because I saw a video talking about, you know, Michael Jackson's song, Annie, Is You Okay? Yeah. I don't even think it's called Annie, Is You Okay?
Oh, yeah, it's, like...
And he gives you okay. I don't know what it's yeah. called, but it has that.
It's like criminal, Smooth Criminal, right, or something.
Yes, I can't believe it. I'm such a bad fan. Bar, I'm gonna disappoint all of the millennials and Gen Xers out there. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. yeah, I saw like a lot, you know, a lot of songs will take it and like yeah. change the lyrics, like Annie, Are You Okay? Or like or Annie, like, Is Bad? Or yeah, something or like
no,
that.
But like some of those are like, cause like okay, like they can add like music from the actual like song and then put it into their music. Mm-hmm. And I've also seen like artists like take lyrics. Like, I saw this person named Melanie Martinez, right? And like,
Melanie Martinez!
Yeah, yeah. She's like, she has a song, and it's, like, Pity Party, right? And it's, mm-hmm. like, it's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. Mm-hmm. But then, like, that's a lyric from an actual, like, old song.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but it's not, like, the actual, like, music added mm-hmm. into there, yeah.
I always wondered how, like, sampling copyright works, because, like...
I think you have to, like, add them. Like, if you, like, look on their, like, if you look on, like, the list or whatever, like, it'll have, like, that actual, like, artist yeah. or something.
Like, do they have to pay? I mean, I guess half the artist,
yeah, like, this like, pay though. Or, like... Well, like their label or something.
Maybe. Because I know, like, you know, like all those old, like, classical songs, mm-hmm. like Mozart, Beethoven, all those songs are, like, free to use because yeah. they're so old, so copyright is yeah, expired. Exactly. So, like, there's no copyright that exists in the 1800s, yeah, so, like, it's completely expired. Anymore. Yeah, but, like,
I always like, see that one, like, Mozart song. Uh-huh. Like, it's, like, the required or something. It's, yeah. like, in every show.
No, but, like, Kendrick Lamar, like, sampled, like, sampled a Bruno Mars song, 24 Karat Magic, which came out like yeah. 2016, maybe like yeah. pretty, like, not an old song.
It wasn't even old then.
Yeah, like, so usually those songs are sampled from like, the song. 60s. And but that song, like, does he have to pay Bruno Mars? Like, what are you just
doing? They probably have to, like, ask for, I don't think they have to pay, but they have mm-hmm. to just, like,
get because then I think about it, I'm like, well, then, you know.
Because didn't, like, Nicki Minaj get sued or something?
Really?
For, like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know if it was, like, for music, but it was, I think he got sued or something.
Mm. Yeah, because then I think, like, how many songs are actually original in that sense,
but I feel like if it's like a sample, it's not like the whole song. Mm-hmm. Like,
but like, there's someone like they're making up their own beat. Like, I feel like the idea of musicians that we have is like they're completely coming up with it new. But I think
rallies like things are just recycled. Music, it's just kind
of it's just recycled over and over again.
I just feel like it gets like I've just noticed this. Like, I can't find any like good songs to listen to that are like recent.
Do you know what it is? Because songs have become TikTok based.
Yeah, I know.
In the past, like, not even in the past, maybe even 2-3 years ago, when we used to listen to music on the radio a lot,
yeah.
what you'll notice is that people are making songs for the radio.
Yeah, yeah, you're making
But now, like because yeah. of TikTok, people are making songs
and
for
not, like,
TikTok.
Like, how like, I don't want to say, like...
And so the songs become repetitive. Because they have to be, like, short attention grabbers, like, right? Yeah. So maybe, like, 2 seconds of the song will be good.
Like, the chorus.
But, like, the rest of the song, exactly. The rest of the song is bad. Or, like, it has to be, like a really, like, repetitive,
that's
like,
why, like,
Savage.
It's hard to, like, I know, like, Savage just...
It was just, it's a repetitive song.
Or, like,
song.
Body, like, it was just, like, that. Just,
yeah,
like,
even that up, if it's so up, then it's up, then it's up. Like, okay, we get it, it's up. Time to go down. Exactly. Like,
it was just, like, they're just very repetitive. That's why it's, like, yeah. hard to find, like, good artists that, like, aren't, like... Because, you know, like, that's why I feel like people get mad. Like, they try to gatekeep, like, mm-hmm. music because... Once people find out about it, like, it just, like, it kind of, like, ruins it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like gatekeeping music, but, like, yeah. I feel like...
I guess you can understand it to a certain extent.
Yeah, because it gets annoying.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
like, remember that Playdate song? Because like, I was like, yeah. a really big Molly Martinez fan, like, from, like, sixth grade when some girl told me about it. And then that song, like, Playdate was everywhere. It was, like, mm-hmm. Timmy.
With the Timmy Chalamet!
And it was so annoying. I just hated those edits. Mm-hmm. They weren't, like, bad, but, like, and if, like, the song got so repetitive. And it was just that one, like, it wasn't even the
yeah,
lyrics.
Like, the rest of the song.
It was the beat, like, and the rest of the song was actually really good, but, like. Mm-hmm.
But, like, a lot of, when people make music for TikTok, they don't care
yeah.
about the rest. Like, they
yeah,
care
that
about
song came
just
out, like,
to go viral.
That's
yeah.
like, it was, like,
it
was, like, from her, like, first album.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so this is the Melanie Martinez.
You weren't even born.
From her album? No, it was, like, 2016.
So I like 2006.
No, 16.
I was like that.
No.
Was she, like, five?
No, she was on The Voice. No, she was on The
really?
Voice. Yeah.
Huh.
She's on The Voice. She didn't win, mm-hmm. but she's like, I feel like she's the most famous person to come off of The Voice because I don't know any other voice.
Yeah, who else? I know, like, obviously American Idol, Kelly
like,
Clarkson, and that.
And then, like,
dude, okay.
Remember, yeah. like Grace Vanderwaal from, like,
is she still, like, prominent?
Well, she
what
was in this Disney
her?
Movie, I remember.
Really?
Like, called Stargirl or something. I didn't watch it, but I don't know if she, like, makes music.
Yeah. No, but I was talking to my dad about this. Like, we were watching American Idol, and I was saying,
yeah,
how
I feel like I wouldn't want it. Like, if I wanted to become famous, singing,
no,
I would
thank
not
you.
Want those
because
shows.
On American Idol, like, the type of songs they were singing, they're not songs that are becoming popular anymore. Like I said, those are the popular songs that go viral on TikTok. They're very catchy, like, mainstream songs. Not even pop. Like, you know how they had, like, a pop era, like, in the 2010s?
Yeah.
Katy Perry, even Nicki Minaj sort of dabbled in pop. Like, she admitted it herself in, like, a Junie's interview. She made songs for pop. But, like, now people are starting to make music. Or I feel like going through an age where, like, with the rap music was already becoming more, like, you know, rap, trap, heavy, mainstream. But now it's just all TikTok music.
Yeah.
But, like, in American Idol, they're still singing country songs. They're still singing, like, ballads. No one listens to those type of songs anymore because they don't go viral on TikTok. Like, those are the
like
bad like Olivia Rodrigo's, like, driver's license. But, like, it's still
that song
very...
was so annoying. Like, it was because I heard every single song. It's to Olivia. That's what was playing. Like, the radio.
Yeah.
I can't listen to the radio. It's so repetitive.
That's why, because, it annoys me. Because I used to listen to the radio because
I
was
like...
Like,
I play for like, an hour, like just shuffle. Because, like, I'll turn it off, and then I'll turn it on again, like, 30 minutes later. They're playing the same song.
The same song.
It's so annoying.
Because I used to listen to the radio to find new songs in a sense, but now you can go and turn on the radio, you already heard everything because everything's a TikTok audio.
Or they play like old songs, but not like 2008 songs, like they're not old, but they're not like,
And they do the same thing at like school dances, like at my school's prom, which was disgusting, but like,
I feel like they play
literally the soundtrack was so. I think I was like talking to one of my classmates, and they're like, the soundtrack was so good, and I was like, really? Flipping Lemonade Mouth? I mean, what's up, Lemonade? By did you just go? You got me
tripping. Ew, no,
really?
How?
And then
you're talking about like that one, me honestly.
Yeah, they play like.
Oh, that's Lemon.
No, and they play like flipping, like just little snippets. Like,
yeah,
you don't recognize the rest of the song.
It's
because they're just trying to appeal to TikTok.
Yeah,
it's so
it's
frustrating.
So annoying. Yeah, that's why I don't listen to like Rouge Today music because a lot of artists just aren't like making good music. Or they don't. Or not make music at all. Like Rihanna, she doesn't make music.
Bro,
so,
Rihanna!
Rihanna doesn't make music anymore.
Wasn't she supposed to release an album like 5 years ago or something?
I know, I feel like she was. Now she's on like Fenty. I haven't even seen like Fenty makeup.
Like that, Macaulay got me Fenty like a highlighter for Christmas, But the thing is, bro, I haven't been able to wear it anywhere because we don't go.
Yeah, we know.
I've been begging mom to take me to a party or something.
I remember talking to my mom was going to like a party. She was like, there's a picnic today, but she's like, I didn't feel in the mood to go. And I was like, what? She's like, should I invite two kids to be able to come? And I was like, yes, you should go. And she's like, I don't feel like going anywhere. And I was
like, I want to go to a party. I want to dress up and like go out.
Like, I just want to leave the house the next time because I'm not saying I'm bored of seeing the same people, but like.
But I want some, I don't know why, because I feel like even pre-pandemic, it's not like I was going out every single day, but I still feel like I was
doing
something.
Yeah, I feel like I was more productive.
I wasn't even like, there was like a whole month where I had to stay home by myself and like watch Erin because my parents or I were in Panama, we were full of getting stem cells treatment, but I felt like I was still doing something. Like, I don't know. But
I know, she just like, quarantine just makes everything seem like less productive.
Yeah.
Like, I'm literally home pushing, like, a freaking bucket hat. Like, who? I don't even know. Like, I would never do that. Like,
and I think right now it's sort of like a liminal space because half of us are vaccinated, half of us are not, half of us want to go out, half of us. Like,
I'm excited for the trip because I'm going to be
vaccinated.
I am vaccinated.
I'm excited for the trip because I want, like, I'm just so excited to, like, see New York, see all the cultural app. Like, I really want to go to, like, you know, obviously Chinatown, little Italy. I want to go to other
things. No, I don't go to Chinatown to buy, like, fake.
Why do you want to buy fake YouTube?
Because I just always wanted to. I went to Nigeria. I only saw one. There's like one fake like Louis Vuitton like, hat. And it was,
no, I want to ask Connie for like Chinatown recommendations because
I don't eat culture. I'm not eating like street dogs or something.
Street dogs?
Like, it was like hot dogs that they sell like the streets or something. No, ew.
It's called a street dog.
I don't know, like hot dogs.
I want to try a crab dog though because that's how I know Jesse.
That's no.
I want to try pizza. Like, I hope your mom.
You know the Jesse Hotel? I don't know if that's like a real place. Like the penthouse.
Wait, you're right. Like, I forgot they lived in New York.
Yeah, they lived in New York. And they like.
See, because the thing is, like, I don't know. Obviously, we've never been to New York. It's a foreign place. I don't know if your mom would like let us go out.
Yeah, because some people get like kidnapped and like.
Exactly.
And
I don't know how lenient she'll be with that.
Yeah.
But if there's like sorry.
I know, I'm like, robbed or something, like, while I'm there.
But if it's, like, a pizza place, like, next, like, you know, outside of the hotel, I'm going to go, like, grab some.
Yeah.
Dude, I so
it's not going to be, like, in the hood or something. That's going to be, like, I just say, like, I'm not going to be, like, in the middle of the street, just, like, like that, but. Because we've been to like New York. Remember we walked from Canada on that bridge?
That doesn't count, Jerry.
It was like Buffalo.
Nah, that doesn't count. Wait, we were in Buffalo?
Yeah,
my ex roommate. Yeah, my friend was like, in Buffalo.
And then we had to like show our passports.
I remember we took the pictures. Yeah. Like one foot.
And went to like Niagara Falls.
Oh, that was so scary.
Dude, yeah, flipping scary. Ripley's Museum.
Oh my gosh. I went to DC.
Yeah, because remember I refused to go. All
in that wedding?
Yes, because so you guys went and I said, no, I'm not going again. Because that was scary.
It was like really weird. I'm like, it's so weird.
The tallest man that was short. And like, I think if I just saw like the tallest man, like the shortest woman, like I would have been fine. But it was the fact they put the statistics like how much they died or like when they died.
No,
like,
they were like, they had this, pictures.
Right, they had this many heart problems, this many. I'm like,
yeah, I don't want to do that. Like, yeah, it was kind of.
It was scary.
Remember the books too? I used to like buy those. Like, these
oh, Guinness
books.
World Record.
Yeah, those books. Stop. I was obsessed with those books. Stop. I would read them every like 500 pages. I would read them all.
Do you remember like the longest fingernails?
Yeah,
those I thought those were snakes.
They were like literally snakes. They were just like filthy and they were, you know.
I wonder if people still participate in that.
Yeah.
In Guinness World Records.
Some of them are so random though. It's like the most apples eaten in the second. What? They're so random.
Yeah, but I think about that because like. I remember when those were popular, and I haven't heard of them in a while.
Yeah.
You used to buy them at like book fairs, like Scholastic book fairs.
I have some of my favorite books as a kid. I used to love, remember Dork Diaries? I feel like
Everyone loves Dork Diary books.
I'm gonna like get the next book.
But you know what, I'm low-key glad that Emery, like my mom is letting him read the Dork Diary books, because obviously people say, oh, it's too girly, it's too this, it's too that. But I'm glad that he's being allowed to read whatever he wants.
My version 2 is like Max something.
It's disgusting. Like,
no,
but like, I like that, like, we're not harping on like, oh, this is a boy or a girl thing. Like, just read it. It's a book.
I used to be obsessed with the books. And it was like, this is a rap book. What was the name? Like, Geronimo or something? Yeah, I think it was like Geronimo.
Are you sure it wasn't like a mouse or something?
No, it was Geronimo.
Yeah, are you sure it wasn't a mouse or a rat?
A mouse. I don't know. I used to have a sister too. I used to read those books too. Him was like,
wait, Geronimo. The princess?
No, it was like,
Angelina Ballerina.
Oh my gosh. One of those Pinkalicious books.
Yeah.
Geronimo's like story. I mean, it was so weird. It's like this mouse thing that like.
No, I know what you're talking about. I think I used to read them as well. That's so weird.
Oh yeah, Geronimo Stilton.
Geronimo.
Yeah, and I was like those mice, and he was like a mice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he had his sister too. He had a sister.
He did have a sister.
Yeah, he did. He had a sister. She actually had her own book series too. Yeah. No, I swear she did. Let me see. Wait. Yeah, Thea Stilton. She had her own books. Look. Thea Stilton. She had her own book series too. I used to read those too. Yeah, I swear I'm obsessed with those books. I read like every single one of them. You don't understand. I just like a lot of books.
Okay, well, I guess on that note, it's time to end the podcast because... You know, once you're talking about Geronimo Stilton, Aunt Thea Stilton, Mouse, whatever, that is the time you should say. Okay, thank you guys so much for listening. What do you say then? Like, comment, rate, and subscribe? I feel like that's for YouTube.
Yeah.
Can you comment, rate, and
just download. Download, like, and subscribe.
Let's get this to 1,000 streams.
Yeah.
We'll do a giveaway.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Okay, well, bye guys. Bye. Thanks for listening.